Walk you through the insurance process. Shoal Construction works with your insurance company to restore you. They are your local contractor for all your storm damage needs. Call 620-591-2907. See them at 327 Commercial Street in Emporia. Google them or find them on Facebook. Shoal Construction, the company your neighbors trust.
KVOE Live in Local 50 Degrees. Good morning. It is 8:30. And it is time for the ESU Buzz, brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union offers a locally serviced credit card. All of their credit cards have free balance transfers, so you can refinance your current credit cards at no cost to you. Better rates, better offers, local representatives, all at ESFCU. Come visit them today or learn more at ESFCU.com or text or call at 620-342-2336. Your locally, federally insured credit union by the NCUA.
Forest State Federal Credit Union, the educated choice.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build, because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we are pleased to be joined by Tiffany Wilson, Emporia State Director of Alumni Relations, as we are nearing Founders Day activities 2024. It is near birthday time. Tiffany, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Doing good. Yeah,
thanks for taking some time to come in here and join us today.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate that. So I would assume then, Tiffany, things in the alumni department, alumni relations department specifically, are very busy leading up to Founders Day and Founders Day week.
It is. It's very busy, but very exciting all across campus. Every pun intended, the energy is a buzz across campus.
So it's a good, exciting
man. Yes.
Nice. So this is birthday, what, number 161?
161, yes.
Well. And, of course, it goes back to what Kansas Normal School back in 1863. And the first day of classes, some information Gwen Larson provides here, February 15th, 1865. And let's talk about the celebrations. When do they all start, Tiffany?
Well, our Founders Day luncheon starts at 11:30 on Thursday, February 15th. But we have other things going on even before that I can go into more detail.
Yeah, let's lead up to that. Yes. When do things start?
Yeah, so really, the 15th through the 17th is a really exciting time for us. Lots of things that we're planning. At 12:01 a.m. on the 15th, we start our third annual Day of Giving. This is our 24-hour focused fundraising push. We have over 800 funds that people can give donations to, but this particular day, we highlight several of our different funds, and we have prizes and challenges, and really just encouraging Hornet Nation to step up and give something to help our students.
You mentioned here that, you know, this is kind of focused. How will this money that's specifically Day of Giving related, how will this translate here to student help?
Like I said, we have, you know, funds for anybody, any passion that you may have. There's a fund for it that you can give to. The three funds that we are kind of highlighting that day on February 15th is a mental health enhancement fund. So we know that mental health is really important for our students to be successful. And so we offer amazing counseling and wellness services on our campus. But any funds to those can help us amplify those, help our counselors receive more professional development, and just really give them the resources to best provide for our students. We also have an alumni board continuing education scholarship that we're highlighting that day. And this is really in the spirit of it's never too late to get your degree. So these will be focused for students who may have started their degree at ESU and any time were unable to finish for whatever reason and now coming back to achieve that dream. And then the last fund that we're highlighting is our annual fund in support of excellence, so that unrestricted giving to really provide for our students in any way that is their greatest need.
Now, the Day of Giving, I remember, not exactly, but how many years has this been going on?
This is only our third year.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is fairly recent, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's obviously you continue to do it because it's been very successful, hasn't it, in the past couple of years?
Yes. Last year we were able to raise $86,000 in 24 hours from 236 donors and impacted 36 funds. And we hope this year can be even better.
That is significant. That's a good day at the office, isn't it?
Yes. It's exciting. The energy is amazing that day.
I bet the office is abuzz when this is going on, isn't it? That makes the day kind of fun, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
Watch that money coming in and all making a difference. And you do have a prize. You have a prize for the first donor?
We do. Anytime after 12:01, if you make a gift, you're eligible for our early bird challenge. So you get a gift for the first person that gives a gift that day.
When was last year's first gift? Do you remember?
I believe it was 12:06.
Oh, was it?
Shooting for a little earlier here next week?
Yes.
Outstanding.
Right.
Outstanding. So that kind of kicks things off. And then let's talk a little bit about the official Founders Day celebrations taking place at Webb Hall later in the morning.
So we actually start by recognizing our Kellogg Society members. We have a special recognition and special reception for them beginning at 10. The Kellogg Society members are those who have agreed to give in their will or their trust to Emporia State, so really leaving their legacy even beyond their lives. Then after that, we transition to the luncheon at 11:30 in Webb Hall. And it's just a great time of really speaking to the tradition of Emporia State, but then also what we have planned for the future. So we are celebrating 161 years this year. We will do recognizing our Kellogg Society members once again during that luncheon, and then the ever-popular 1863 essay contest.
Yeah, that's always good to hear those essays. And boy, you get some great entries.
Yes.
In that contest, too. So good to hear from the students and what an impact that Emporia State has had on them so far in their educational path. So is the Founders Day lunch sold out?
It is not. We do still have space available, but registration is coming up, or the deadline is coming up on Friday at noon.
Okay, so, if people would like to register, how can they do that?
Yes, it is $10 per person and can register online at hornetnation.emporia.edu/Founders Day 2024.
And Tiffany did that right off the top of her head, John.
I know.
Nicely done.
Bang, knocked that out of the park.
Nicely done. So that's coming up next week, the Founders Day lunch, and it's always a great, they put on a good, it's a good program, and we invite you to get your reservations in if you've been thinking about that. We mentioned, the Day of Giving. What else going on campus?
Yes. On the 16th, we do an official grand opening of our new Corky's Cupboard space. So Corky's Cupboard is our food pantry on campus. It's previously been located on the main level of Memorial Union, but has moved downstairs to offer more space for freezers and fridges to be able to have fresh produce and fresh items for the students. And then also more of a market feel, so the students really get that shopping experience in the food pantry as well.
It really seems, too, that, with combining the Corky's Cupboard ribbon cutting ceremony plus the focus here on the, with the Day of Giving, the Mental Health Enhancement Fund specifically, there's a lot more emphasis in last several years on, not just getting students to campus, getting them, to their degrees, but also making sure that they have the best experience possible in order to really, get them through and get their degrees and become productive members of society at the same time.
Yes, I would agree.
Again, Tiffany Wilson, Emporia State Director of Alumni Relations, with us on the ESU Buzz Founders Day week. Next week, happy birthday, Emporia State University, 161 years young. Let's get back to the Day of Giving, Tiffany. We mentioned there you got a prize for the first donor, but you have some contest and excitement all day long with the Day of Giving, don't you?
Yes. In the spirit of it being our 161st birthday, we're doing a 161st donor challenge. So our 161st donor of the year, I'm sorry, donor of the day, will be entered in to win a personalized brick in our walk of honor, and that's located in the atrium of our building. We also have a happy hour challenge that will occur from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., so anyone anyone that makes a gift during those hours can be entered into that drawing. A Beat the Clock challenge from 9 to midnight, and they'll be entered in to win an autographed basketball from our Hornet basketball team. And then also an ultimate prize pack, so anyone that gives a gift that day can be entered in to win that prize pack.
The ultimate prize pack. Must be a lot of good stuff in
there. It is. I've only seen a sneak peek of it.
Oh, really?
There's some good stuff in it.
Well, they don't call it ultimate for nothing.
Right.
That's for sure. So I know we had Shane Shively in just a couple of weeks ago talking about the Together Forward campaign celebration. Mm-hmm. What's the lowdown on that?
Yes, that is. We're really excited for that. That's February 17th, so on Saturday we'll kick that celebration off at 6 p.m., getting to reveal the final total of our Together Forward campaign that wrapped up on December 31st. I'm not going to give a number, but it's epic and it's amazing, and we're really excited to reveal that, and it's an exciting time.
It is epic, Chuck. Epic.
I heard that, yes.
Let's try to decode that.
Well, it was already past the main goal here.
Yeah,
it was a couple
of
years ago. So the stretch goal was what was been announced earlier, and or at least the target for that. Mm-hmm. And it's already been said that we went past the target, the stretch goal.
It's substantial. It's epic, I guess, is what we're what we're looking at. So Saturday, February 17th, and where will that all take place?
It is basically all in the second floor of the Union. We're going to utilize a lot of space up there. We'll have the big program in the ballroom and then move over to Webb and get to showcase a lot of what ESU is all about. So our campus partners have really come forward and helped us with the celebration to make it big and to make it exciting and get to show our donors what we're doing.
So is that open to the public? That
it
event?
Is an invite only.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. All right. Okay.
What time does that start again?
It starts at 6 p.m.
6 p.m. Okay. I was going to ask you, Tiffany, here, too. You know, the Founders Day, really, you know, the easy focus to be on is Emporia State's rich history over the last 160-plus years. But clearly here, the events, you know, not only this year but in past Founders Day activities, it seems like they're designed to draw attention both backwards and forwards here to the university's future.
Yes, I would agree with that. We do, you know, want to acknowledge where we came from, because we wouldn't be where we are today without that history, but really focusing on what's to come in the future. And that's really a focus on our students and providing the best possible education and experience that we can.
Well, it's a big week, and there's a lot of positive things going on campus. We just highlighted yesterday, you know, the big wellness center that is going to be having some groundbreaking happenings here very soon, right smack dab in the middle of campus. So a lot of exciting things happening in Emporia State, and a good time to stop and celebrate, reflect, and, you know, and celebrate the future, too. A lot of good things going on. So Founders Day activities, ESU 161 years young. Next week, Tiffany, did we miss anything here?
I don't believe so.
Outstanding.
Well, good. We appreciate you coming in, and I know you're gearing up for a busy week next week.
Yes, for sure, but it's exciting.
Well, it should be exciting and very successful, we hope, too.
Yes, I hope so, too.
I want to mention, you know, the Day of Giving. How can people give?
Yes, they can go to our website, so hornetnation.emporia.edu/dayofgiving.
Okay.
And that'll be the gift page that tells all of our information of how they can give that day.
And, well, they don't have to wait to the Day of Giving to give, do they?
They do not. They can go to that webpage now. It is live and active, and go ahead and make their gift, and it will be designated for that day.
Well, Tiffany, thanks for sharing some time with us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Thanks for letting me be here.
Yeah, Tiffany Wilson, Emporia State Director of Alumni Relations on the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. And by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Good morning, it's 844.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hears arguments this morning on Colorado's attempt to kick Donald Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot. The state using the 14th Amendment provision barring anyone who commits insurrection from running for public office. Five U.S. Marines aboard a helicopter that went down during a